generally, generally that will hit like the Sira. That's one kasha. That's one kasha. Another kasha again, the Rambam means, because the Rambam says, Hamniyach Gerit Achazat Sira Tomi B'choleis U'B'chol's Man. What does it mean, B'choleis U'B'chol's Man? It means, whether it's Kishorovim or Pizorovim, that's contrary to the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, the Tachal Meidim, Bishas, Pizorovim. So it's there. And here the Rambam says, B'choleis U'B'chol's Man. That means, even if it's Pizorovim, when it doesn't look that rain is pending. So, it's still possible. It's still possible. It's another question. Now, so let's see the Kesef Mishneh. Kesef Mishneh, the second color. Kesef Mishneh in Alochet. In Alochet Aleph, the second color. The fourth line. V'idivrei Rabbeinu Tmuyim Mikama Poli. Chodi Dimashma Sheposaki Bishama. The pasul b'miniach tachat zatzine rab b'shecheyach v'amai shofat b'siru pasuk b'sham v'avodam b'rab meir o maminu v'rob b'shalom b'siru ho rab yeisi o mar adayim ach v'krim keim o emeres v'kalmu rab meir v'rab yeisi alo rek rab yeisi v'it shekos al b'maniach kevim tachat zatzineya v'chol eiz v'chol zman psulim kleimah ben sheini chom b'shas kishob ben sheini chom b'shas pizrobi psulim v'ze hefeach m'mai dirikim v'rekam v'nishabes תקומדים בשביל מחושה פיזורובים של דרך ואית שכל סף שכל זו השכייה וחוצה ועובד דרן, אני לא נקש את זה דרמב״ם סייץ ואפילו שוח החקיר מתחס הצין הפסוי וכן גוזר השכייה וחוצה ושעסקי שרובי וכן גוזר השכייה וחוצה ושעסקי שרובי משמניח when the Mishneh says ומדים בשכייה וחוצה שהוא טועה So Shechia Bechotzea Be'ameide Boi Shekos Shkoda Shechia Bechotzea Bo Behed Yitnam Behed Lecha Dimeidi Mishama Bishchei Bechotzea Shultoya Vein Shehu Me'ani Achimu Bishaski Shorobi Bishaspi Zorobi Bechotzea Bo Mebitzideya Ubizem Mashma Yechi Abrino Inech Lekor Shenicho Bishaski Shorobi ונספזו וחוזו ונזכשו מר סובה בוטו מחשבתי ומר סובה לא בוטו מחשבתי דיינו רואים עד בסיר סברה בטו מחשבתי ובשמה היא סברה לא בוטו וכיוון שהוא זר פייסי כי בשמה היא ושקידים אבו נפסי גם בזה ופסורים כי בשמה היא גם לא בוטו מחשבתי ואיד ופי מה שהוא זר מניח כאילו כתקישו ופסורם בחוצה מהירה ושוחח וכן אם מניחו משקישו רובי ונספזו וחוזו ונזכשו לא בו מכוס הדין השכיח ונראה לימא שרבינו זהו מפורש דכי אומר רבי איסי עדיין מחלקת בכי מוי מלס פורק בין המיידון הרבי אמינו ורובו בשם היה בסירר בין למיידון העמידי משכי הבחוצה שהוא טועה דסובה רבי איסי דבין במניח בין משכי בין תחת הציניה בין בחוצה סבר בשם היה בפוסט ובסיר המתאר ומשכיח תחס הצינר וכל שכי משכיח וחוצר ומשום בעיקר למיסמה הסבורה הסרבייסי דיני בתחס הצינר גוזרו בשמי שכיח ותמניח משום בדרך ולמיח כאילו תחס הצינר לקו המים יהיו כך שייך ומגזבי אבל בחוצר ונמוצו כל כך ואני אבקר לקו המים נהיה דיוסר ממניח והוא יהיו ומגזב שכיח ורוח אין כרבי שער שיהיה בין רב מיה, בין רב יאיסי, עלים אלי בשמי, בקישו רובים ופיזו רובים, טל ימיוסי, דכשיניחו משעסקישו רובים אף על פי שהוא חוצר, דברחק ותנאים תלויים על בין רב מיה, בין רב יאיסי, כי משהו שעסקישו רובים, כך עושו מהיר את מים חוצר, כמו שעושו יקלוי החציניר, ובשמי, בגז המציניר, שכריח אותו מניח, הוכנמי, גוזרו בניח וחוצר משעסקישו רובים, שכריח אותו מניח, ובסירו בגז המציניר, הוכנמי גז ונניחו משעספי זרובי, ונניחו משעספי זרובי, דברה כותב, כלימה, ובינו רבי, בינו רבי, זימני בשם ליטויה, ואפילו בנניח, וכל זו משכיח, ונניח וקורא בשניחו משעסקי שרובי, ונספזו, מרסו ואבותו מחשב, תיקוי מרחוי כמר, וישראל ולשמי, אלו בשניחו, משעסקי שרובי, ונספזו, מרסו ואבותו מחשב, תיקוי מרחוי הסובה, דמי לבשמי לבותו מחשב, ואפילו בנניח דר, וכי נספזו עוד עם אס ויהיו כך אף על פי שלא ישוכח, תהיר, ורוד בקום הרדמי הדמי משכיח, לאו משום דליבו ישי ישכח ממש, אלו נספז רואו עודים, כל משכיח, וכשם שהשכח הוא מסיע הביתה מהדובו, כך כשמספר זרועובי מסיע הביתה מהמים, ומר סוב הלויך אותו מחשבתי, כלימה, רבי סידום עדיין מחלקת מגיעים ומרס, סוב הדבושם הייתי משניע בשצקי שרובי לנו כשנדבר בו את בוטו מחשבתי, היו ככה פסורים, וסדר התרבינו, דרב הלוח את רמי המשם לגמור האמרילון, דרב טאו פסירו את המסע. So, the Kesef Mishneh Pshat is as follows. According to the Kesef Mishneh, first of all, the Rambam passes like Rameya. Even though the general rule is, whenever there is a machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Yisi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yisi, but here the Gemara says that Rav Tarfon, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Rav Tarfon agrees with Rameya. So because of that, so it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi on one hand and Rameya and Rav Tarfon on the other. So in many ways, passes like Rameya and Rav Tarfon, נגד רבי יצי, but רשי and the tour, they explain the Gemara of רב משרשי. אומר רב משרשי הבדירה, אמרי, הכל מיידים בשעניחו בשעסקי שרובי, מי, בשעסקי שרובי, דמחקל תאיר, ומייח לכולו שעניחו בשעסקי שרובי, ונספזנו וחוזרו ונזקשנו. מר סובה, בוט לא מחשבתי, ומר סובה, מוי בוט לא מחשבתי. So רשי and the tour, they apply the Gemara of Rav Misharshi to Inichon Tachas Atziya. That's one thing that is true according to Rashi and the Tos Pshat. That when Rav Misharshi says, Hakimidim Kishinichon Mishas Kishorobim, he has reference to Inichon Tachas Atziya, not Inichon Bechotzer, but Tachas Atziya. And then according to Rashi and the Tos, so when the Gemara says, when Rav Misharshi says, Divrei Hakel Teirim, what does it mean, Divrei Hakel Teirim? It means, Beiri Shammai, Beiri Sira. That's the Pshat according to Rashi and the Tur. But according to the Rambam, so first of all, when he says, Kishin Yichon Mishas Kishirovim Tnei, Vishas Kishirovim Divrei Hakel Teirim, so Rav Misharshi has reference to Yichon, בחוצר, נתחס הצילה. מה שאין כי תחס הצילה, so under all circumstances it's possible. Even if it's in יכון תחס הצילה, בשעס פיזרו. According to Rashi, so when Rav Misharshi says, הכל מיידיש, בשעס פיזרו בינדיו, הכל תהילה, so it means, היניחום, בשעס פיזרו בינדיו, תחס הצילה, is הכל מיידים, בין בשם על בין בסירה. But according to the Rambam, Hakel Meidim, Bishas Pizorovim, Yichom Bishas Pizorovim, doesn't mean Bishas Tachas Atziner Bishas Pizorovim. Tachas Atziner in Bishas Pizorovim is possible. There is a clear. But, Bishas Pizorovim, Hakel Meidim, that it's doing, if in Yichom Bechotzer, not Tachas Atziner. That's one thing. Then another point, that Rambam differs from the Pshat of Rashi and the Tur, that where is according to Rashi and the Tur? When the Gemara says, when Rav Misharshi says, Hakol Meidim, he means, Bein B'Shamay, Bein B'Sirel, Bein B'Shamay, Bein B'Sirel. So, according to Rambam, Hakol Meidim means, Bein Rav Meir, and Bein Rav Yezi. Arribe di Bisham. Arribe di Bisham. So the Kesef Mishneh says, so the Kesef Mishneh says two things. According to the Rambam, when there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yezi, you see, according to the Rambam Gartinore, there is only one machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yezi. And that is true according to Rashi and the Tur also. There is only one machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yezi. In other words, that Rav Meir says, Nimnu v'robo b'shama v'israel, and Rav Yezi says, Adai machlekes bin keimones. That it's not Nimnu v'robo b'shama v'israel. But as far as the halacha of Umeidim b'shechira b'chotzer shehu toya is concerned, there is no machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yezi. That Rav Yezi agrees. That's the pshat of the Rav and Rashi and the Tur. Der Trabiesi ist ohne Chilik an Rebmeas Memre, auf Nino, wie Robo, wie Shama, auf Israel, wo Trabiesi ist nach Chilik, an Rebmeas Memre, auf Umedin, wie Shechia, wie Chotza, wie Teuer, an der Tis nach Chilik, Trabiesi. Ich weiß nicht, dass es der Rambam ist Chilik. In der Rambam holt, der Trabiesi ist Chilik an Tudin, Tu Aloches bei Rebmea. One Aloches bei Rebmea was, that Nino, wie Robo, wie Shama, wie Israel. So, the Rav was machia like Bishama. Then another member, and Rabbi Yitzi Yisrael Kadeh, he said that the Rav was not machia like Bishama. Then Rabbi Yitzi said another aloha, that Bishama themselves, who are Geizei Yashicheyach Otomeniach, so they are only Geizei Yashicheyach Tachas Atzimer Otomeniach, but they are not Geizei Yashicheyach Bechotzer Otomeniach. So this is what Rameya says. Rabbi says, Adai Machloike Likimon Neres. Adai Machloike Likimon Neres. In other words, that Rabbi Shammai Ardezia Shecheyach Otomeniach and not only Shecheyach Tachasatzine Otomeniach. Ardegezia, the Arim Gezia Shecheyach Bechotzea. Rabbi Yisi, in other words, according to Rameya, so Bishamai are only gazing Bishachiyach tachasa tzimer otomniach. But maybe Bishachiyach bechotzer shultoyah. They are not gazing Bishachiyach bechotzer tachas omniach. Mashiim kim bisi, Rabbi Yisi says, Adai machlikin bikim omeres. And since Rabbi Yisi mentioned his member of Adai machlikin bikim omeres, after the memory by Rameya who made him Bishachiyach bechotzer shultoyah, so that indicates that Rabbi Yisi is chilek on Rabbi Meir's memory of meidin b'shechiyah b'chotzer shu'toy. So by the way, Rabbi Meir said that b'shamah is meide, that shechiyah b'chotzer does not become show. Only b'shamah only say shechiyah tachas atzimer become show. But shechiyah b'chotzer doesn't become show. So Rabbi Yisi says, no, Adai machlekin came on Eres. In other words, first of all, it was never Nimno b'robo, and the robe was like b'sirel, even in connection with Shecheyach Tachas Atzileya, and furthermore, Rabbi Yitzi says that Bishamai themselves are machmir not only in the case of Shecheyach Tachas Atzileya, they are machmir also in the case of Shecheyach Bechotza. And the Rambam passes like Rameya. So the Melee, since he passes like Rameya, so, and the Rambam passes like a mayor, and then the Rambam holds that when the modern Shabbat says, Hakel Meidim, Kishinichom, Mishaskish, Robin, Meidim, so it's not the way Rashi and the Torah explain, Hakel Meidim, Bein, Bishama, Bisirel. And, Hinichom, Mishaskish, Robin, Meidim, Mishaskish, Robin, it all refers to Tachas Atzimer. But, it refers to Shechiyah Mechotzer. And Hakamedin doesn't mean Bishama and Bisirel, but it means Hakamedin, Bein Rameya, Bein Rabiesi, Amin and Bishamai, Amide, that Kishinichon Bishas Kishirovi, Istnei, Bishas Bizrovi, is the Hakamil Tere. So, Bein Rameya, Bein Rabiesi, even Rabiesi will be made. That Shecheyach Bechotzer Bishas Pizrovi is Toeir. Shecheyach Bechotzer Bishas Pizrovi is Toeir Alubin Bishamai, even Alubin Bishamai. Loinech Liku Elo Sheinichom Bishas Kishrovi Vinispazru Vichotzru Viniskashru Mar Sobar Boko Machshavte So where is the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi Alim Bishamai? And Reb Meir says, Meidim Bishechiyah Bechotzer Shultoyah. Reb Meir says that Bishamai is Meidim, that Shechiyah Bechotzer is Toyah. So, and Reb Yisi says that I machlekes became a menace. That according to Bishamai, Shechiyah Bechotzer becomes show. So that's only in regard to the case of Hinichon Bishaskishrovi, Vinispazro, Vichozro, Viniskashro. So Marsova, popo machshavte. Reb Meir holds that even according to Bishama it's toye. It doesn't become short because it's popo machshavte. Umar Soba, Reb Yehesi says that according to Bishama, so moi popo machshavte. So shechia bechotzer. In the case of Iliach Bishaskisho bin Binispazu, Bichosu bin Iskashu. So he's going to put Machshavtei, so according to Mishamai, Rabbi Yisi says, according to Mishamai it would be possible. But Rabbi Meir says that even according to Mishamai, in the case of Iliach Bishaskisho bin Binispazu, Bichosu bin Iskashu, so it's Toya. Now we can understand the Rambam. Now the Rambam passes like Rabbi Meir. Why? Not like Rabbi Yisi. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yisi. So the Mele, and there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi. One machlekes is whether it's Nidu Virobu like Mishamai. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Meir that it's Nidu Virobu like Mishamai. Then there is another machlekes whether Mishamai are machmir even in the case of Bishayah Bechayah Bechotzer, or they are only machmir in the case of Shechiyah Bechotzer. Now, so in that machlekes, he also passes like Mishamai, like Rabbi Meir. So that means that Mishamai, according to Rabbi Meir, Mishamai is only machmir b'shechiyach tachas atzineir, but b'shechiyach b'chotzer, so b'shamai is made in the story and according to Rabbi Meir. And in what case is b'shamai made in the story of shechiyach b'chotzer? In the case of Inichon, b'shaski shorobim, v'nispazro, v'chozor, v'niskashro. So now we understand the Rambam very well. The Rambam says, ha'miach yemim tachas atzineir tonim b'chol reis v'chol zman. That means even Bishas Pizorobin. But the Kasha was against the Rambam. But Rav Mishal Shia says Bishas Pizorobin. How come Eidim Shetayim? The answer is that's according to Rashi and Yotur. That when Rav Mishal Shia says Bishas Pizorobin is how come Eidim Shetayim means Bishas Pizorobin miniach tachas atzineir. But the Rambam explains the Gemara. How come Eidim Bishas Pizorobin that it's Tayim not miniach? Not miniach tachas atzineir, but bechotzer, but tachas atzineir, so even bishas pizrobi is possible, is tome. So that's why the Rambam says, ha-miniach kiyon tachas atzineir, tome b'chorei zu kol zman, erot kiyon tani b'chot kiyon deni, apiru kuy abonim ha-yitzvem, b'kiyon shimkanu tome, b'nisvau b'shom ha-rim b'psumim. V'akiru shoch ha-chatelim, tachas atzineir is psumim. Gozo, ala shechech mide ha-miniach. וכן המניח את הכלים בחוצר בעסקי שרובי ונשמר להביים שבהם יספסומי because דגמור אין שבא says בשעסקי שרובי פני עם הכלי בין רבי הבין רבי איסי עלו את זה בשמל that it's name and we pass the light בשמל because רבי says that it's name of the robo like בשמל so the robo is like בשמל so you pass the light בשמל. So, and we pask him like Rav Meir but even Hakomedi, even Rav Meir is made. What does Hakomedi mean? Bein Rav Meir, bein Rav Yisi. In other words, that according to Mishamai, it's not even Rav Meir is made, but Bishaski Shorovi. So, is a little Mishamai. I'll leave it to Bishamai, he's post. And we pass like Bishamai, because we also pass like Hamea, that it's Nino Girobo like Bishamai. So that's why the Rambam says, V'chei, Gozo HaShechiyah B'chotzer B'shaski Shorobi, Mishum Meniach, Hinicham B'chotzer B'shpizorobi, Ubo Robi V'nismal HaRecheni, because HaKumeidim B'shaspizorobi, B'chotzer, Natach HaZatzinir, Mishum Hinicham B'shvakar B'nalbo, V'chei, מניח והסקישו, רובים ונספזו וחוזרו ונזקשו. So that's the מחלקת between רב מאיר and רב יאיסי. עלים את בשמה. So רב מאיר says, מיידי, בשמה is מיידי משחייה בחוצר. And the coin to רב משאר שירולים את מי משחייה בחוצר. מניח בשס, קישו רובים ונספזו וחוזרו ונזקשו. So, בשמה יסי, רב מאיר says, בשמה יסי, בוטרו מחשבתי. And he paskins like a meyer and like Mishamai because he's in the rabu like Mishamai. So the Rambam paskins. V'cheyunichom v'skishorovim v'nispazro v'chosro v'niskashro v'nismaru harinu k'sherim. Right. That's the case of Mishnah's Pshat and Rambam. And our text, this Madore Kamei, confirms the case of Mishnah's Pshat and Rambam. Then the case of Mishnah mentions the Pshat of Rabban Avraham b'nei Shel Rambam in the Rambam. And he says something else. And curiously, the Pshat of Rabban Avraham b'nei Shel Rambam coincides with the Rambam's Pshat in the Madore Basra, in Kappa's translation. Now, so, how does, what does Rabban Avraham b'nei Shel Rambam say? He says that Rabbi Meir, that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi. According to the Rambam, there is no machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi in regard to the fact that it's Nino Virobo, Bishamay al Bisir. No machlekes. In other words, Rabbi Meir says Nino Virobo, Bishamay al Bisir. Rabbi Yisi is made it to it. Rabbi Yisi is made it. That it's Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. So there the halacha has to be that Shechiach passes it. A show. But there, the Mishnah says, Umeidim Bishechiach Bechotzer Shehu Toya. So that's not only Rav Meir, that Rav Meir says that, and that Talekami. He doesn't say it. The Mishnah doesn't say, Omer Rav Meir, Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. V'eit Omer Rav Meir. Meidim Bishechiach Bechotzer Shehu Toya. The Mishnah doesn't say that way. The Mishnah says, Omer Rav Meir, Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. And then, Umeidim Bishechiach Bechotzer Shehu Toya, that's Talekami. That's not Rav Meir. The Talekami said that. And Rabbi Yisi is chilek on the Talekami. Rabbi Yisi is not chilek on the din of Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. And Rabbi Avraham b'nei Shel Rambam mentions a raya, assuming according to Rashi, and most Rishayim, the two, that Rabbi, and the Rambam Bar Tanoi, that Rabbi Yisi is chilek on Rabbi Meir's memory of Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. How is it that the saying of Umeidim Bishechiach Bechotzer Shehu Toya is interposed between Rabbi Meir's saying and Rabbi Yisi's saying? So it's not formulated properly. So Rabbi HaKodesh should have formulated the Mishnah differently. Omer Rabbi Meir, Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. Omer Rabbi Yisi, Adai Machlekes Ben Keimo Neves. Umeidim Bishechiach Bechotzer Shehu Toya. Why is the saying of Umeidim Bishechiach Bechotzer Shehu Toya interposed between the memory of Rabbi Yisi and the memory of Rabbi Yisi, the memory of Rabbi Meir and the memory of Rabbi Yisi? So that shows, Rabbi Avraham says, that Rabbi Yisi is not really kind of Rabbi Meir's memory of Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. He also agrees. No one is real. Everybody, all the Tanoim in the Mishnah agree that in this machlekes, so it's Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. It's Nino Virobo Bishamay al Bisir. But Talekame now says, Umeidim Bishechiach Bechotzer Shehu Toya. Umeidim Bishechiach Bechotzer Shehu Toya. So Rabbi Yisi is chelkan Talekame. And Rabbi Meir, the fact that Rabbi Yisi is mentioned after the Talekame's memory of Umeidim Bishechiach Bechotzer indicates that only Rabbi Yisi is chelkan Talekame, but Rabbi Meir is not chelkan Talekame. So in other words, so we have the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi on one hand and Rabbi Meir and Talekame on the other hand, as to whether Rabbi Shammai is made Bishechiach Bechotzer that it's done. So Rabbi Meir and the Talekame both say Peachot that Bishammai is made Bishechiach Bechotzer that it's not done. Whereas Rabbi Yisi says, no, Bishamay Paslet Eshol, even in the case of Shechiyah Bechotzer. And of course, we pass like Rabbi Meir and the Talekame, not like Rabbi Yisi. not like Rabbi Yossi. And then, in the machlokes between Bishamai and Bisilel, so of course we pass like Bishamai, because there is no machlokes Tanoim. And the fact, and the question is whether it's Nini or Virobo. Reb Meir says Nini or Virobo, no one is chilek. The machlokes in the Mishnah is only in regard to Bishamai. As to whether Bishamai are pasul shecheyach a show, even in the case of shecheyach bechotzea, or only in the case of shecheyach tachasatzim. So Tanakamim, Reb Meir, say that Bishamai only pasul shecheyach in the case of shecheyach tachasatzim, of shecheyach tachasatzim. And Reb Yossi says that Bishamai pasuls in the case of Shechiyah Bechotza. And we pass in. And then, according to Avraham Mishra Rambam, so that he says the same thing as the case of Mish. In other words, that not like the Rashi's Pshat, in the Tur's Pshat, and the Rabban Gatlor's Pshat, that when the Gemara says, when Rabbi Sharashi says, Hakomedi, so it means baby Shammai, baby Silel. No, it doesn't mean Hakomedim, baby Shammai, baby Silel. Hakomedim, baby Tanikamim. According to the Kesef Mishnes, Pshat and Rambam, so Hakomedim means baby Rabmeya, baby Rabbi Yisiyahu, baby Shammai. And according to Rabbi Avrom's Pshat, so in Rambam, so Hakomedim has reference to Tanikame and Rabbi Yisiyahu. And Rameya happens to agree with Tanikami. But Hakomeini means Bein Tanikami, Bein Rabbi Yossi, the Amede. Hakomeini, Bishinichon, Bein Tanikami, Bein Rabbi Yossi, Amede, the Kaunidi Bishamai, Kishinichon, the Chotzer, Bishaskish Rodim is made. Hakomeini, Bein Tanikami, Bein Rabbi Yossi. כשהניחו בחוצר ושספיז רובין, עלינת בשמה הסלים, עלינת בשמה הסתיר. לא ינח ליקו, אלא שהניחו בשסקישו, ונספז לו בחוץ לו ונסקש לו. מה עשו בבות לו מחשבתם, צנת שאול, אקונית לנקמה, אין רמיה. ומה עשו ברבי יסי, לא יפות לו מחשב. לא יפות לו מחשב. Now we can go over the Russian of the Rambam. Now it comes. Sinah Hugulo, Shekelin Knal, the same word. Uvitchilo Agdimacho, Shedvar Amishne Kulo, Ubigulo, Shalu Yifzeles Amik, Vizek Moishe Nizboya Betiset. I mean, I don't think that Knal is an Arabic word, I don't know, but I don't think so. I mean, Knal is not an Arabic word, so that's unusual for the Rambam to mention, you know. Spanish words in the Persian Mishnah, usually when he mentions Arabic words, but here I mention it. Kukulo shekelin kanal, uvitchilo agdim loho, shedvar amishne kulo hu bigoylo, shal bigulo, shal uniftu es amikri, vizet moishe izboya betisepte, vizet isa aloche, tzinir shechoke kei misi, kovi beidos amikri, קודם והכן חוקי כאין לפסלס המקרי, וכבו נסבויו בשעה סיב הזה, והוא שאיקר אצלנו שוב עד רבונות. שוב עד רבונות. אותו אימא אשר ניק ועושו ממים שובים, אומנו מופסל רבונות, ולזה נסתפקו, אם הוא יורם איד, אם הוא יורם איד או אין תביקרק, ובונו, והכן חוקק בו, כולו, ולא נסתפקו בזה, אם חוקי כאין לפסי קובק, לסיבי אשר הביאה, היו ותרסקויו לו, בתורש, שכל מה שיוצא לו, הנה יושו, ועובד אומרו, תרס, ולהסתפקו עם חוקי כאילו מפסייב קובעי, so then the ציניר itself would pass at the show. How would the ציניר pass at the show? But it has no biskibu. But it has the שינס המקרה. So what? So the שינס הרמב״ם, in this text, is that once the mind enter a kele that has the chshivas of a kele, even though it doesn't have a biskibo, so it becomes possible. מסיבה אשר דיו, הוי הוא תירסקויו לו ביטומיש, שכל מה שיש לו, whatever water goes through it, healing will show. And the Rambam couldn't explain it on the basis of Aviyosa Alvitare, because the Rambam Shita is that the whole Aloch Aviyosa Alvitare applies only to Mayo and doesn't apply to Mikri. So it's on the basis of Joe. So even, so in other words, the Rambam Shita in Pirusha Mishneh, in the Madire Kami is, not Mir Chazok. And the Shulnor doesn't pass in that way. But the Rambam Shita in the Madire Kami or the Pirusha Mishneh is that if Mayim pass through a Kelek that has the Chshimes of a Kelek, even without a Miskibu, it becomes Shom. If it has a Miskibu, even though it doesn't have the Chshimes of a Kelek, as far as the function potential is concerned, let's say Koyglomim, Koyavonim, Koyadomo, it also becomes Shom. But if it has the Chshimes of a Kelek, even though it doesn't have a Miskibu, so the Mele becomes Shom. Mohobi non kum tiraskui, lo iso muukli, li vishein ikli kibu, ach liye is ishoeit, so muu pasu, li ike asher etzleinu, vi hu she pshute ikoyeitz mi kablin tume, mi acha she ikdamti lo chozeo ikea, oma, she mi she yosim keelin tachas agulo mi kablin amai, in view of the fact that, that this tzine ashoeitz was kobe with a pokeke, so mainly it couldn't become shown by virtue of the fact that he passed through the tzina. But, so now the Mishnah says it becomes shown by virtue of the fact that it penetrates into the kelim that are placed near the tzina. Because the Mishnah says it becomes shown by virtue of the fact that it penetrates into the kelim that ואפילו היו אלה הקהילים פלאבונים אשר יקבלו תומו כמו שנסבורו ויאמרו בשמי שבאי ששום מלאו הקהילים תחס הדולו אשר ידוע ביציקס המים שבאי המים שובים ואפילו שוכחי והקהילים תחס הדולו אשר יהיה כמניע ומתאבונה גזרינו שכיח אותו מניח ובסירו מגזר זה סגזירו וכבוביה ובשז ונסחשה ונפרקמה ויאמרו הניחון בשז כשאור אינטרי הקהיל אילו ואילו תמי, רוצרים מה, שכיח ומניח, הקר פייסלס המקווה, ושספיזו דיר הקר אילו ואילו תמי, ושירילס המוטו, אינו מפאו, וחילו נסמליס, שלוי מיני אודו, בין שאוי שכיח ומניח, לא ינחלקו, אלו שיניחי בשעסקי שרובים, ונסמזו וחוזרו ונסקשו, דימרסו בפוטל מחשבתי, והוא רמיה, that's like because of Mishnah. Because according to the Bavon Mishnah Rambam, so, Umasol Bat Mashavir Tanekame. The Meya had disagreed with Tanekame. So, we are Midayit. But who is the one who spells it out? That Bishama is made in story, it's the Tanekame, not the Meya. But here he says, Masol Bat Mashavir Tanekame, the Meya. So that's in line with the case of Mishnah's Pshat Rambam. ולזה אומר שהקומדים שהוא טועה, הוא אמר שבלוי פוטל מחשבתי, והוא רביס, not like חשס פשט, דרב מוטנורס פשט, דטורס פשט, that הקומדים means בין משמי בין מסירל. But הקומדים means בין רמייה, בין רבייסי, עלוי בין משמי, and we pass like משמי. ולא חינומר עדיין המחלק עם קימונרס. ובסירו ניתר משכיח, ובשם היגוזו שכיח ומניח, ובשמשפט החוצר בשסקי שרובים, כמו עם משפט הצילר, כפי אסמודוסו. ובפי שכמוי שעבו ידוע בשביל חסמי ותום נתקינו רובים, ואיסיל קשרו, ידוע שהם ישפחו בחוצר. וזה אשר אמרנו, שאילו המים פיתוס המקווה אין כאן בנושא שהוא ייקח אילו הקירו ביודי, ויציקים במוקים שנספסנו, ובשביל מחלקת בזה. The redeemer that goes without saying Shomayim Shuvim, when the Mishnah says that the mind that penetrate, that enter the Kelim, so become Shov, the Mishnah doesn't mean if he takes the Kelim Tachatina and knows them from the Kelim, then it goes without saying. But it means even if the Kelim that he placed Tachatina ultimately broke and then they dripped into the mikveh, they still, but in view of the fact that he was miniach, vishaski shorovim, even though, so in view of the fact that he was miniach, vishas kishorobim, so memeli it becomes possible. Even though there is no actual dumping of the water from the kelim into the mikveh. The kelim, the water from the kelim dripping to the mikveh as a result of the kelim breaking. So it's still possible it's actually not because of the fact that it's in Nichol, Bishas Kishon. Redibo, so it goes without saying Shimayim Shum. The only Madibo boy, when does the Tanna have to tell us? In Nasimeu, Pre-Amini, Akilim, Reshagadu, in Arbo, when he's Mawu, in Roy, ואם שום הרבע הקל מאוד פרפליה וכיף זה מי המדייר אם יהיה מקרקושר לב וזהו רואה לבזה המשפט כי בסבור את בשמיים כמי שפייר רבי יציר חמה שמסבור את בשעס שערד השכח ואחד המניע בין חוצר בתרסיניה שחקל פייסר עשה מקווה זועס מניע בחוצר בשעס פיזורובי שהוא אין פייסר והלוכה כמי שמיים כפי מה שייחדנו כפי שמשמינו עושה דבורים שגוזרו כמו שזוכרנו במסך השבס. That's the text of the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah. Now let's see the Lashon of the Rambam in Kapach's text. This is the Madur Abbas. Is Madura Basra. I took the wrong one. Anyway, but in Kapach's translation, which is Madura Basra, so first of all, the Rambam says, contrary to what he says here, that this Mishneh of Meniachim Tachatzineh, which bases the Psur of Shulbi on the basis of the fact that the water entered into the Kelim that were placed beneath the Tzineh, but the water did not become Shulb as a result of passing through the Tzineh itself, so must be applied to a case where it was covered with safe chokike, because if it would be chokike with safe cover, it would acquire a shem kli bitolosh. So then it would become shown by the mere fact that it passed for the tzinah, even though the tzinah was not a libiskibur. So Rabbeinu says that it doesn't make any difference. Even if it is covering the ripsave, even if it is chokikike, the ripsave covering, so it required the shemkele bitolush. And even if it will not be covering altogether, so it wouldn't become shown by virtue of the fact, suppose he'll just place the tzinner against the wall, without him attaching it. So it will still not become shown by virtue of the fact that it pressed with the tzinah, it pressed with the tzinah. Even though it has certainly has a shemkele, it's right now it has a shemkele bitosh. As long as it doesn't have a kibbutz, so the water that passes through it does not become shown. And that's the shita of most shame, and that's the way it passes. There is another change, that whereas our text coincides with his Krishna's pshat, so Kapach's text coincides with about one Mishra Hamash. Now, the Rav and the next Mishnah. Tachas Atzinech, shekoveh yuvitzeh chokekeh, ki dikarishes, she והניח אתיו ותחת אברהם שלך מים למקווה, פיסול עשה מקווה דם למים שונים, והוא יש לו לבזבז, מארבע ערך לסאו, דין ראשון לשכוחי שאין זה בהסכימו, ומפרשים מזרסקים אם הוא ידאג לכלום, וקטון העתיד שבכלי חרס, תו ושאין לו מזבז, דוחנן לקטון התנאים שבכלי חרס, תו ושיש לו מזבז, מה זה רשא? That when it says, "Hamini achtav tachat tzinah," in Yesh Bo Mizbez, So we shouldn't make a mistake and say, as long as it has one rim, so it's already considered as a Kohen. No, because of what avail is the fact that it has one rim, even if it has three rims. But still, it will not preserve the water, because on the fourth side it's wet, so all the water can drip down. So the melee, it's not considered as a great kibble. So when is it considered as a great kibble? If it has four rims. And we cannot be midayik from the Russian of it, from the Russian of the Mishnah in Saraskeli, that because it says, so that tends to imply that only if it has no rims at all, Eimo Rizbes, not a single rim, completely flat, on all four sides. Mashenke, if it has one rim, so even though the other three sides are flat, so then it is considered quite equal. No, we cannot be Midayik that way, because if we are going to be Midayik that way, so be Midayik from another Russian. So in that diktone atira shebechocheres tav moshe yolid beochen amekotone hatmei shebechocheres tav moshe yeish lo lizbeis. In other words, you cannot be Midayik. In other words, so Rizbeis is used in a collective sense, but in order to be a Kohen Kibbutz, so then it must have Rizbazi, rims, on all the four sides. Zok for Midoch, כדי שתדורך מפני שבוני, בסדר יסם מקווה, כי מדריקאים כדרך קבלוסו, תאי וכספתא, תאו ושנוס צמית נותחס הצינר לידייך, וחיקרים שנוס נותחס הצינר לידייך, רישיינים רישיינים הוכשרו לקבל תומה, שום רבו ימסו הרי וקשיירים, פירוש הוכשרו לקבל תומה קרימר, אם לא פרועה פירס הרי מוכשורים, וחושב משקל לרוץ, וכמה נכונים תביקי, וכל הלכס, על הקייס קר על הקריסו, בשביל שנדור הקר, שום ומסוער ומשאיר ומצביעות. האחרים תביא ציניה. דרך ציניה הוא יספוסוח משני סודים. ואם פייסו מסביק לא הם כחוק הקמיה. כתבר פרושס גבשינו כאן. כדליקבל צחי רייס המקרים הילוחמיים. Now. So there seems to be a stirring between the rush in the first Mishnah. In the rush in the first Mishnah, so he says, in the first line, on Mishnah, for growing the Hashidic world, came in the Kabbalah to me, Mishnah Mikre Hashidic, we love Kim, Mishitina, we have a Mishnah Mikre. The higher the Bitsina, she covered you with safe Hokike. The implication being, suppose the Tsina would be Hokike, the would say Kobay, then the water that passes through the Tsina would become possible simply on the basis that it passed through the Tsina. Even though the tzina does not have a miskibul, because it has the chshivas of a keilah. So if water enters into a keilah that has the chshivas of a keilah, even though it doesn't have a real miskibul, so it already becomes shol, like the madore kame of the Pirush HaMish. Not like the madore basra, but like the madore kame of the Pirush HaMish. But here he says, hacheti b'tzina, yaderach tzina lois posuach mishnei zdodi, ve'impeitzir es ha-mikveh, אלוהים כחוק הקמיעד, כפשינו כאן כנרקבל צחירס. כנרקבל צחירס. So he says that the reason is why the tzineya, becomes possible, so it's only because there was a chkak. But if there hadn't been a chkak, then the tzina wouldn't pass the mile in the show on the basis of the fact that it is hockey came with safe coffee, because it's posuach, only because he says derech tzina we is posuach mishnei zdodim, so the mile it doesn't pass the mikveh elin ki chokak miyad. כי מפרשים הם כאן, כי נוקם עוצרים, אז אמרת לי לך המים, וכשחוקי כאילו, כסיף קובי עייר. So in other words, so since he's חוקי כאילו, כסיף קובי, and there is an actual kak, there is a small biskibo constructed to become עוצרים. So no matter, suppose it would be קובי כאילו, כסיף קובי כאילו, so even with the actual kak, it wouldn't become sure. But if it wouldn't have a kak, so then, even if it would be chok, so even if it would be hollowed out, if it would be hollowed out, it would be chokin, you say probate, it would still be kosher. So that is in direct conflict with what the Rash says in Mishnah. In Mishnah, the Rash appears to agree with the Shiras Rambam Madura Kamen. Not the Shiras Rambam Madura Basra and the Shiras Rambam Yal Chazoko. But the Shiras Rambam Pirush on Mishnah Madura Kamen, in our case. But then here, he appears to agree, not he appears, but he explicitly agrees with the Shiras Rambam Yal Chazoko and the Shiras Rambam Madura Basra and Pirush on Mishnah. That, in other words, if it's Pesuach Mishnah, it's not in there, it's not Beskibo, so then it doesn't make any difference. So it can be Chokike, the Ripsev Kovin, still not Kosel Eshol, because it's not a Kilei Kibo. So, because of that, we have to say what the Melech HaShleime says. The Melech HaShleime says. In other words, that when the Rash says, the iron in Sina should come with it Chokikei, because the Rash assumes that the initial hour the Tzina also has a chak, because the usual Tzina has a chak to be recovered Tzchiris, because usually the Tzinaim were constructed in such a way that any chips Tzchiris that are mixed, any impurities that are commingled with the water, whether chips or other impurities, will fall into a little chak that is bent out in the tzir, in order to purify the flow of the water, so that the water shouldn't flow with all the impurities and with all the chips and all kinds of impurities. So because of that, so the average Silly